When they were washed and clad, and had eaten a light meal, the hobbits followed Gandalf. They stepped out of the beech grove in which they had lain, and passed on to a long green lawn, glowing in sunshine, bordered by stately dark-leaved trees laden with scarlet blossom. Behind them they could hear the sound of falling water, and a stream ran down before them between flowering banks, until it came to a green wood at the lawn's foot, and passed then on under an archway of trees, through which they saw the shimmer of water far away. As they came to the opening in the wood, they were surprised to see knights in bright mail and tall guards in silver and black standing there, who greeted them with honour and bowed before them. And then one blew a long trumpet, and they went on through the aisle of trees beside the singing stream. So they came to a wide green land, and beyond it was a broad river in a silver haze, out of which rose a long wooded isle, and many ships lay by its shores. But on the field where they now stood, a great host was drawn up, in ranks and companies glittering in the sun. And as the hobbits approached, swords were unsheathed, and spears were shaken, and horns and trumpets sang, and men cried with many voices and in many tongues, "Long live the halflings! Praise them with great praise! Cuyo I feriain anan, Anglan I ferianath! Praise them with great praise, Frodo and Samwise, Dara Behail, Conin and Anrun, Eglerio, praise them, Eglerio, Alaitate, Laitate, Andave, Light of Almet, praise them, Corma Colindor, Alaitatariena, praise them, the ring-bearers, praise them with great praise." And so the red blood blushing in their faces, and their eyes shining with wonder, Frodo and Sam went forward, and saw that amidst the clamorous host were set three high seats built of green turves.